Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Good afternoon. Welcome to the fifth show of Itchen and Heal. Today we'll be interviewing some teachers about their favourite books, and Kirsty will read the review of Dance Academy.
We will be getting Maddie from 56W in to read one of her wonderful stories.
Okay, let's get started.
Hey Jazz, I've been looking forward for this show for ages.
Really? Why?
Because I want to hear what the teachers' favourite books are.
Why don't we ask them now?
Yes, please.
So, Mrs. Carmichael, what's your favourite book?
When I was in grade four, I read a book called A Wrinkle in Time by an author called Madeline L'Engle, and it just blew me away.
Why was it your favourite book?
Because it made me feel very, very strongly about the characters in the book. The way the writing was organised really made me get into it. I reread it on a regular basis just to make sure it was true and not a fairy tale, because I loved it so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, Mrs. Donnelly, what's your favourite book?
Oh, that's easy. The Magic Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton is my favourite book.
Why is it your favourite book?
Because of the imagination in it and the wonderful stories that she tells. It's just brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, Mr. B, what's your favourite book?
Well, at the moment, I'm currently reading the Wheel of Time series for about the fourth time, so I have to say them. I really enjoy them, and I can't wait for the last one to come out.
Why do you like that book the best?
I don't know. It's just a really good story. It's 14 different books. Really well written. Just, yeah, I like reading fantasy books. They're good fun.
Thank you. So, Mrs. Shaw, what's your favourite book?
My favourite author is Pamela Allen, and one of my favourite ones that she has written is Daisy Allsorts, and I really love it because I'm very much a dog person. I love my dogs. It's got a really, really cute dog in it, and the dog won't go up the hill unless she gets some licorice allsorts, and it's really funny, and the children just love it. So it's my favourite one as well.
Thank you.
Some of those books sounded really inspiring.
Yeah, they sure did.
You know, I think it's time to hear that review you've got in today.
It is.
What's the book called?
It's called Dance Academy.
Really? I love that show, and I bet the book's even better. Can I please hear the review?
Sure. Now, Kat is back in the academy. She expects things to go more smoothly, but the opposite is true, and she finds herself totally alone. Her fellow first years seem to hate her. Tara isn't talking to her, and something strange is going on with Christian. For once, dancing is her first love, and it seems nothing else matters. But this year will change her whole world forever.
I really have to read that book.
You should. I think it's a great read.
Hey, guys. It's time for Maddie to read her wonderful story about her trip to Phillip Island. Take it away, Maddie.
It was Wednesday, the second week of the school holidays, as my dad and I were going to Paris's house to pick her up to go to Phillip Island for a night. When we arrived at Paris's house, she came out with two bags and a pillow. We were in the car listening to Payphone by Wiz Something. We were also talking really fast, so Dad just heard blah, blah, blah. But Paris and I could understand each other fine. Once we got to Phillip Island, Dad let Paris and I go shopping in Cowes. We both had $40 to $50 each. We went shopping for 2 hours. We brought loads of lollies and heaps of other stuff. Once we got home, Paris and I sorted out the bed. We watched Friends, a historical show with Jennifer Aston, Courtney Cox and Matt LeBlanc. That's all I can remember. After that, Paris and I watched Pretty Little Liars until 2 a.m. Once we went to sleep, Paris kicked me in the shin. It really hurt. The next day, Paris and I went to a cafe and got a hot chocolate. After that, Paris, my dad and I went home.
That sounded like a great trip.
It sure did. I'm sad to say this, but it's time to end our show.
Make sure you join us every Wednesday at 1:45 and check out the other shows. Bye.
Bye.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Up this morning I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window they'd written my name. Said so long, we'll see you again.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, one more time.
Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate. One more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free.
We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance
so free. One more time, you just got me
feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time,
you just got me feeling so free.
We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and free. One more time,
you just got me feeling so free.
We're gonna celebrate.